Check WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We have moved out of Baltimore and up into Harford County. Used to call it Hazard County back in the 90s. A lot of fun. I'm right in front of a Royal Farms. Been my sponsor for many, many years. Just north of Mountain Road right here on Blair Road on the way up to Blair. We're at the local in Falston. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have the 50th anniversary giveaways. I just gave a table some tickets. I hope we have lucky people here. Our friends at Window Nation, if you're feeling lucky, you're getting windows. Buy two, get two free. Just to the end of May, you get 0% financing for 5 years. Want everybody know we're get down at the end of that promotion. 866-90-NATION. They have put me on the road to eating delicious crab cakes. And usually when there's a delicious crab cake, there's a beer not far behind, especially this time of year. It's about 80 degrees out here today as we're here. And when I think of beer, there's the little Natty Bo guy with the mustache. But he wasn't even a real guy. Like, you couldn't go see that guy. Other maybe Scunny. Maybe Scunny was a real guy for sure. God rest his soul, not your mama's. But this guy here has served more beer to more people with happiness and sadness in recent years, but better lately. The man of the hour, Fancy Clancy Haskett, is here drinking a Steady Eddie from our local friends at Union. Appreciate you, Adam, over there. It's off set right now because we don't want to dump it on set. How are you?
I'm doing good, Nestor. Thank you for having me, man. I'm enjoying myself today so far.
You had the crab cake, didn't you?
I sure did.
I looked over your shoulder. You were like in the last bite of your crab cake.
I had to finish it, man. I couldn't just leave it there. I had to finish it.
So they're bringing me the crab cake in the end of the segment here, like the dinner hour. And Zach, who is the award-winning chef, he won the Restaurant Association of Maryland Chef of the Year. And Lou's going to be here, Lou from Scranton, so I'm looking forward to talking to Lou, too. We're going to tell a story about how this restaurant wound up behind a Waffle House and a Dunkin' Donuts, and it's legit, and award-winning front to back, but the crab cake, it sold me in on it because it's won some awards. Mm-hmm. I have not had it yet. Are you thumbs up in it? You're going to give me a thumbs up on the crab cake?
I'm going to give you a thumbs
up. All right, I'm just making sure because, I mean, you ate. Yes. I had the chicken sandwich.
Yes.
And again, all respect to my friends at Royal Farms where I get my fried chicken, but it's an award-winning chicken sandwich. I'll read it to you. Pickled brined chicken, herb and buttermilk marinade, double crusted and flash fried. Crusty. Tossed in a sweet onion rosemary hot sauce, bacon jam, B&B pickles, a lot of pickles on that thing, black pepper slaw, which was delicious. And what I took that sweet onion, rosemary, hot sauce, and I just sort of sprinkle. I wasn't all liberal with it because it's a little spicy. And I drank water, but what I did during the break is I got a special Shirley Temple ginger ale with some big boy cherries here. But do you serve anything other than beer? Do you drink any? You're known for beer. You're not known for these vodka drinks or any of these White Claw. You're a beer man.
Well, only when I worked at the Preakness. I worked at the Preakness from 79 to 2012.
Did you sell Black Eyed Susans?
I sure did. I sold a ton of them.
What was in it that year?
Oh, back then it was the regular bourbon, and then you have like your orange and pineapple and things like that, and so it's got a mixture of stuff.
I've had five things put in front of me where they're like, it's a Black Eyed Susan. I've never tasted one of them that I liked.
No. It's all the same ingredients every year. It's bourbon, triple sec, orange juice, and pineapple.
Would
it's
you
all
drink
the same
it?
Thing. Well, I had a couple.
Okay, I mean, but you prefer beer?
I'm a beer drinker, yes.
So this is where you and I are going to get, because we're going to talk some baseball, and you know I just love what you stand for, right? Like, I mean, even if this guy's squirting people now, and Real Fan Dan, who I saw that, and Bill Hagee drove me around in a cab when I was a little boy, sat in my radio station for years and years before we passed.
Yep.
I've never really sat with you, and you were a sponsor. We did things together. We got a million pictures together, a million years back when we were younger, and at least I was trimmer back then. I'm talking about the Naked Run a little while ago. But I've known you forever. Give me the whole story for you. Like, I think of you as a beer vendor, beer drinker. You got a beer named after you now. You've been on my road trip drinking beer on my buses.
We know each other.
But I've never sat with you. And that makes Baltimore Positive beautiful. I've never sat with you and said, where did all this start? I mean, did you go to Memorial Stadium as a kid? Like, give me the background on this.
Okay, a real quick back.
No, I don't want quick. I got time.
Okay, you got time? Okay, well, the background is me and a friend of mine growing up, we enjoyed baseball. And we wanted a way to watch baseball and pretty much watch it for free. And then we found out a buddy of ours was working at the stadium. So we ended up getting a job working at the stadium so we can watch the game.
What year was this?
Oh, this was 1974.
I was
15 years old.
Okay.
So we was able to come in and watch the game, and we watched the game, and we didn't really work back then because we was 15 years old. You know, we get there, we got to work early, but we didn't start work until like the bottom of the first inning. And then we
ended
up...
Peanuts?
Yeah, I was pretty much... Right. My first year, I was pretty much selling like caramel popcorn over in...
Was that in the Bricks?
Back in the Bricks, yep.
All right.
Yep. They had this little
section. They sold those at the Civic Center. They did.
Yeah, they had this section out in left field called Birdland. And I used to sell the caramel popcorn out in Birdland. And then we sold sodas and things like that. I didn't make much. I only made like maybe $40 a game. But at 15 years old, $40 a game a couple of times a week, that's pretty good money.
And you get to watch a game.
And you get to watch the game for free. So that was pretty good money. So that's how it all started. Now, that's when I was 15. But as far as what I do, what I'm doing now and the competitiveness of the way I work now, that started maybe, I guess, around when I was like 18 or 19 years old. I started to incorporate my track background into my working. And then once I started to do that, everything just took.
Where did you run track?
I ran track at a Walbrook High School, and then I left there and I went to Catonville Community College. And Catonville Community College, I was All-American in track and field, and then I left there and I ran track at Eastern Kentucky
University. What did you run? What was your
special? I was a sprinter.
Sprinter?
Yeah.
Wow, yes. Man. Listen, man, I remember in the night seeing your legs, you know what,
yes,
I mean, the strength. And
yes,
you sometimes could tower the beer 3-4 deep,
yes,
right?
But back then it was 12-ounce cans, so we could carry like 5 cases at a time. And I set the stadium record in opening day 1988 or so, 40 cases of beer. But you got to remember, that was 12-ounce cans. Right, and then we had to pour the beer
so
in the cups.
40, I'm doing 40 times 50, 1,000 beers.
We don't want to count. It's too many beers to count.
How the hell you sell 1,000 beers in 3 hours? Was it a long game?
Well, you got to remember.
Now, opening day starts early.
Well, 1988 was the last year that Major League Baseball you could sell beer till the end of the game. The very next year
seventh
went to
inning.
The end of the seventh inning.
All right.
Yes.
Well, Disco Demolition probably had something to do with that.
Yeah. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say the game went into the 10th inning at the beginning of the top of the 10th inning or something like that. But we sold like 40 cases of beer that game, opening day 1988.
All right, so 74, you're doing peanuts, all right? So
yep.
I was going to the games in 74. My cousin Louie played on a 73 Red Sox. 74, after that, DH, Tommy Davis, mm-hmm, Lee May came over,
yes,
Errol Williams, I mean,
yes,
all of that, right?
All of those, yep.
So, and then the big trade happened with the Yankees. You know, we bring Tippy and Dempsey and Scotty McGregor, and those guys came over.
Don't forget Reggie Jackson.
I'd like to forget Reggie Jackson.
Well, I mean, he's only played one season, but
he was a jerk to me in 1987. Me and Ted Patterson went in the locker room in 1987. He's playing for the Angels, and Don Ossie got him to pop out. Like, he came in as a pinch hitter that seventh inning, he popped out, and he wasn't nice to me, and I was 18.
Okay, so
you want to
forget him?
Well, I was a kid. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I love Reggie. I wore
right.
number 44 at Berkshire
right.
Little League
okay.
because I wanted to be Reggie. Right? I mean, I love Reggie was my guy. I ate
yeah.
Reggie bars.
That's the only thing you want to eat. Reggie Bars. Other than that, leave him alone.
I didn't have any Baby Ruths.
He was a Yankee. He was a Yankee.
Well, yeah. And I think of him as the A's, and I would tell anybody this. Clancy, let's talk about this, because I had a guy on who wrote a book about the 1973 baseball season.
Okay.
I had him on about 8 weeks ago, and that's the first season I remember because it's 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about Bud Harrelson and Pete Rose and the trash and the outfield, the Ray Fosse incident, it just happened in the All-Star game.
Right.
So, but 74, Hank Aaron hit the big home run in the beginning of the 74 season. That's when I kind of came into the party. You came into it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
There was something about the Orioles then that the A's were the bad guys.
Right.
I mean, the A's were, like, Vida Blue just died.
Yeah.
The A's were the first team I hated. I hated all those guys because
right.
they beat us in 73.
Well, you know,
they
snapped our streak. We run 9 straight games in the playoffs until they snapped our streak in 1972.
Well, 73, 74, we lose to the A's, and then all during the 70s. 79, you were a vendor during the 79 Orioles season.
Yes,
what
I
were
was.
Were you vending beer then?
I was vending beer. I was old enough to sell beer. I wasn't old enough to drink beer, but I was old enough to sell beer. Back in those days, you could drink at 18 years old.
I know that.
Remember that? So I was.
Well, you know, they moved it to 21 right when I was about to be 21.
Yeah, so
or
I was.
18,
yeah,
so.
I was definitely selling beer.
It was November 1st, 1964 was the cutoff.
Okay, that's right. Correct.
Because you had a button that said that.
You sure
if
did.
You weren't born before then, well, I can't serve
and
you.
Back in those days.
And I wasn't born before
was
then, and you didn't serve
huge,
me.
It was a huge, big button. The button was about 6 inches. Yes, big button.
It had the date on it.
Yes, it had the date on it.
You had left field. So I sat, my dad and I sat in section 10, section 11, right in the fair side of the foul pole, up above the 364 in the bullpen.
Yep.
And the bullpen was right to our left side. And where did you vent the whole stadium?
Well,
right then.
Yeah. Back, I didn't really concentrate on one particular area until later, maybe around 78, 79.
It felt to me like you guys just started section 11, walk all the way around 31, 30, 32, then all the way back again. No?
Yeah. When I was young, I used to cover the whole gambit on the lower level.
I mean, I remember seeing you when I was a kid. Yeah. I just, you know, Clancy, made me choke up today. I don't ever remember you not being there.
Well,
it's like something out of The Shining. You know what I mean? Like literally, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't remember going to an Oriole game
where I
didn't see you. I usually see you on first base side, and I take a picture with you. But I
wish I could go back all the years and do the math, but I can't. But I don't miss too many games. I do remember a streak that I've had recently where I went 15 years and missed 7 games. And I can tell you each 7 games, why I missed each of those 7 games. But in my earlier years, around the time Section 34 started to get popular, that's when I kind of like moved upstairs. And when I moved upstairs and started working Section 34, I really became popular that around that time because a Wild Bill Heggie. You know, Wild Bill Heggie was getting a lot of publicity.
Come on, Ken.
Yes.
Get in the bullpen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All
and
right.
then I was the main vendor. It was me and Greg Swallenberg. Me and him was pretty much the main vendors in Section 34.
I know, Greg.
And then we just took it from there and we just rolled with it.
Did you know the Monsignor Swallenberg too? Did you know him? He used to sit behind home plate at all the games. Absolutely. He read over my father's funeral in 92. So there are a lot of Swallenbergs in town.
Oh, yeah,
I'll tell you that right now. Fancy Clancy Haskett is only one of him. He's here. So I got an old card of yours, a little beaten up. It said, you're a beer man for 45 years. And I'm like, card's got to be at least 5 years old because look at the picture of you.
Yes,
so I'm thinking, like, are we at 50? When's 50 for you?
50 is next year.
So I'm doing, this is my 25th anniversary. So the lottery's at 50, okay? By the way, what's your lucky number? You want 46, 15, or 45? I think you take 46 for Flanagan.
Give me a number.
You get Flanagan's number.
Yeah, you're
getting 46. That's what you're getting.
Okay.
Don't want to think of Flanagan because I love him so much. But
okay.
So you give me the card. I'm 25 years on August the 3rd for WNST.
Mm-hmm.
I began my radio career 31 and a half years ago. It was December 13th of 91. We had just left Memorial Stadium.
Right.
So everything in my life is based around a baseball season or a football season. Like, that's how
there.
I measure.
I've been there for every last one of them.
Well, I know you have. And so for 50 years, when is the, do you know the day, the first day that you, Mr. Earl gave you peanuts out there in the left field vendor?
I want to say it was somewhere around the beginning of June. It wasn't the beginning of the season.
June of 74.
Of 74. Somewhere around that maybe the first week or so. Whatever homestand that was, we can go back and look at the
calendar.
We
got to talk to the people to make the beer for you. What's their name again?
The name of the brewery is called Sketchers Brewery. One of my
they're gonna have a 50th anniversary logo for you next year.
We're gonna have it. I'm gonna talk to Art Majors.
Yeah,
Art Majors, he's the owner of the company, so we're gonna talk to him. Yes, we are. To get us a nice big 50 logo for next year.
I drank your beer. I broke a rule because I was doing Maryland breweries all over the state. I've hit them all.
Okay.
All the ones that are independent, Inverness, Burley. I've been to all of them. I mean, Beth almost came down from independent. Dog Ish. No, that's in Delaware.
In Delaware.
So I have been to Union. I have been to Gunpowder. Uh-huh. I have been to, well, these are food. These are Sagamore. These are food places. These are distillers, too. They're not just
I've been to Heavy Seas. Heavy Seas is not too far from
Heavy DC's. I mean,
yeah, I've been there.
I've been to the Key Brewery.
I've been to Key Brewery.
That's in Dundalk. Of course, yes. You've been there. I had Mike on for sure. Hysteria. I've been to Hysteria.
Yes.
I love beer. And I was out at Deep Creek Lake for 3 days, right before we went up to Steelers practice up at Latrobe. Uh-huh. It was last August, and I was in a bar, and there was a Fancy Clancy was on tap.
Yes, because the brewery is not too far from there, yes.
I think I put the picture up of me drinking
yes.
a Fancy Clancy. So I have had one, I've tasted it, I think I toasted you that night.
Everyone loves it. Everyone that tries it loves it.
We got to get a 50th, like... It's your 50th anniversary. Yep. Like, we got to do something special, man.
Yes, we do.
So what's your favorite memory? I mean, like, of all of it, like, because we have not won a World Series at home, right? Mm-hmm. You haven't been able to do that, right?
Nope.
We haven't even won American League Championship Series at home. It's 83. Well, we have. Well, Tito Landrum was on the road. 70. We won both of those on the road.
Nestor, let me tell you, Nestor, driving up here, I knew you was going to ask me that question. What was my favorite memory? Out of 49 years,
I don't even have any stock questions.
Listen. I knew you was going to do that. But see, after 49 years, what is my favorite memory? You want me to tell you what it is? The night that we won the division, and Adam Jones pulled me on the field and dumped beer all over me on the field.
Oh,
that is
14?
A memory. 2014. That is a memory I'll never forget. Oh man!
You got good pictures of that?
Oh, you know I got good pictures. But let me tell you a funny story.
He didn't pie you though?
Oh, let me tell you a real funny story. I just pulled a brand new hoodie, Oreo hoodie, out of the bag. It was brand new, just right out of the store. And I had on a brand new Oreo hat that night. Do you know they drenched me in beer and wet up my hoodie, wet up my hat and everything?
Put it in the wash.
Oh, yeah, I did put it in the wash. But they gave me a brand new playoff hat, so I was cool with that.
Man, this is a good-looking piece here, man.
I can't tell nobody where I got this.
Well, I know. But it looks like you've gone to Hawaii.
Yes.
It's like a happy Hawaii right now.
Yes. Raven Hawaiian shirt. I love it.
I would say this, man. I've known you forever, and I've never, like, had you on in this. Drink your beer here. He's drinking a Union. Tell him what you're drinking. You're drinking a Steady Eddie. That's Fancy Clancy drinking a Steady Eddie on Baltimore Positive. Ain't nothing getting better than any of this right now. I'm trying to figure out where... Man, I got so many pictures of you and me. Oh, my God. These were through the years. My wife bald. My wife not bald. All this stuff. And then all my friends show up with you. But I'm telling you, I drank your beer. I just want to promote the place that I drank your beer because it was out on... It was in Deep Creek.
Yeah, Western
Maryland.
But
I went into 10 different... I was out there several days. I drank a lot of beer on that tour. But I'm a one-beer drinker most places I go, and I try to find something I like. And I'm always trying to find a Union, an independent. Yeah. How did you...
ESPN.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you're on ESPN, 2016. Yep. You were with all the celebrities here. Eddie Lauer's got he didn't even drink beer, and he's got pictures of you up here. You've been doing this all these years.
Mm-hmm.
What this team, and I guess it's the right time for you and me to get together at the local in Falston, and because this time last year, you might have had some optimism. I mean, Rutschman was up a day and a half at that point. You're selling beer. But the optimism for what the Orioles are doing, because this is real. These are young players.
Yes.
I don't know if we're going to have a parade or not, but I like how they've gone about doing all this. This has not been easy being an Oriole fan. It really hasn't been.
And over the years, Nestor, when you work at the games every single night, it's a feel that you can actually feel when you know that the team is good. I felt that in 2014. I felt that in 79. And I'm feeling that this year. It's just that feel. In 96, when we was doing well in 96, it was just a feeling that you could feel every single night.
97, we went wire to wire. I mean, I covered that team up close.
Yes.
That was...
97,
but that team was bought, right? That was Roberto. I mean, it was player. This team is a really different vibe.
And the thing about this team, Nestor, is it's not going to be 1 year. It's going to be multiple years. Okay, we having fun this year. We may have fun next year. It may be the year after that. You know, we're going to have fun.
Well, 79 was fun, but 83 was more fun.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And it was pretty much the same team too. Pretty much the same team.
Yeah. I mean, Renicky was my guy. Who was your guy?
Ken Singleton.
Come on, Kenny. He's
a switch hitter, man. So he could hit from both sides of the plate.
And just the greatest guy.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, the legacy of those guys of, you know, Tippi Martinez and Rick Dempsey and Scotty McGregor and Palmer being on TV all these years.
Yes.
Brooks just had a birthday this week.
Yep.
I mean, 31 years into this, you're 49 years into vending. Like, we've really been fortunate to have had this kind of baseball in our lives. And even all the bad stuff, all the Angelo stuff, all my Free the Birds, all the bad stuff, there's a point when baseball comes together, and I've seen this the last 6 or 8 weeks.
Brings people together.
It brought you here today.
Bring me here.
Because if the Orioles were 15-38, I could bring Clancy by, and we could talk about beer and stuff. But we wouldn't be talking about baseball with the same kind. And you'd be wearing the same stuff. And I'd be named Aparicio and whatever. But there's something different when the team
is doing well.
Is doing when they're playing the Yankees tonight.
Yep.
And I'm here at the local. And we're in Falston. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Fancy Clancy is our guest. He's drinking a Steady Eddie. I'm giving away Maryland Lottery tickets. It's the 50th anniversary. I'll be doing this. We're coming to Shannon's over at Hale Thorpe, Clancy's side of town. We're going to be at Spirits West. We're going to be at Costas. We're going to be at Fadley's. Setting up some stuff up here in Hartford County, more stuff up here, Pappas, as well as some others. But Zach and the folks at the local brought us in, courtesy of our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION as well, bringing this thing on the road. And these are the kind of establishments, Clancy, and I remember this vividly. In the mid-90s, I was out at a bar in Towson, and I'm not going to give up the bar owners. They sold the place, and I like them a lot. But this was almost 30 years ago. I'd been on the radio 5 years at the time, and I don't think the Ravens even really existed yet. Mm-hmm. And I went into a tavern in Towson on a corner, and a baseball game wasn't on, a playoff game. And I remember it was like maybe like the Cardinals were playing somebody or whatever, Braves at the time, you know, whatever it was at the time. And I'm like, how can a baseball game, I mean, how can you not have the baseball game on? I remember going into a sports bar in Indianapolis, and they had a basketball game on instead of the baseball game on. And I'm like, it's a playoff game. It's a championship game. Like, how can baseball not be on? Baseball was, like, because of my family and the way I grew up and my father, like, it's life, right? And I'm not at that point anymore where I've gone out and vended beer 81 times a year the last 49 years the way you have, you know?
Right.
But for you, I guess the darker times are when the team's not doing well. Stadium's empty. Maybe it has to affect your living, right?
I mean, it does. And then you know those last few games in September, that once the season is over, it's nothing left for another 6 months. And yes, it does get to you. But you know, now, I mean, what we're feeling now, I mean, the problem that we have in this year. Let me tell you what the problem we have in this year. The problem we have in this year is Orioles might be in the playoffs and Ravens are going to London
at the same time, my birthday weekend.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Are you going to London?
Well, I mean, we got to see. My wife wants me to go. My wife.
Did you go last
time? Yeah, I went last time, but my wife want to go to London. But the Orioles might be in the playoffs.
Now you've been Ravens games, yes?
Oh yeah. No, well, I run my operation at Ravens games.
Give me tell me about that, because like, I sat in the same seat for 27 years until I was removed by Chad Steele. You never sold me a beer, I don't think, in the stadium.
Not at Ravens Stadium.
Right, because you're not in my – like, I don't see you there.
Right.
And the other part of that is when I come into Oriole Park, I always enter – because I lived downtown for 20 years, right?
Yeah.
I always enter by the warehouse,
by the
Babe statue,
mm-hmm.
and then I work my way flag court.
Yep.
Through the middle toward home plate, say hello to Luke,
yep.
and then I figure out where I'm going to sit or where I have a seat, and I go sit.
Right.
But I would always see you, right?
Right. Yep.
I guess because I don't see you at a Ravens game,
mm-hmm.
I've seen you on my bus trips more,
right.
Literally. You have been on my trips more than I've seen you
Ravens.
At home games. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Ravens games, me and my business partner, we run the entire vending operation for the upper level and the lower level. So you won't see me in the stands. I'm behind the scenes.
Man, doing the hiring, that's
tough
business, finding people to hustle like Clint. Because nobody hustle like you, because nobody was a track star.
Well, I try to teach them well, but you know.
What would you? So if you're bringing me in right now, if I'm reporting, here, I'm going to put my hat on, my Window Nation hat. I'm going to report for duty like you did in 1974. I come in, I say, Mr. Haskett, I'm going to sell beer today. Teach me how to do it. Ravens game today.
The very first thing I'm going to tell you, you've got to do some push-ups, because it's not a job where you're going to work one day, the next day you're going to feel your muscles. So it's a job where you have to work out.
Did you just read my latest tweet on Facebook?
No, I didn't.
No, so let me tell you this. I do hot yoga, okay, and I hurt my back. And I had Planet Fitness on. By the way, Planet Fitness, anybody 14 to 19 years of age, free all summer at Planet Fitness. Go learn about that. I had Josh Gerber on. So 2 hours ago, I sat down at the bar right there, and I said, I'm in the best shape of my life, but I ain't going to lie. I'm a little sore today. I think the yoga mat pushed back. I feel like I need an old school large tub of Bengay. Remember Bengay?
We remember.
Absorbine Junior, yep. And a hot tub. I'm hoping this infamous chicken sando from the local washdown with an independent brew with Clancy will start to heal my body and soul. So I am sore right now.
Okay.
So like when I start to think about a case of beer, two cases.
You will be sore the next day,
Mr. Haskin. What do I have to carry? And where? And I lift with the legs, never the back.
Lift with the legs.
All right.
One thing that you have to remember: it gets lighter every sale, so you're going to have to make some sales.
The more you sell, the lighter it gets.
Exactly.
Gospel. I need a beer now. I feel like I'm learning. All right, keep going. Keep going. What else do I need to know?
Another thing that you need to know.
What's etiquette? I'd be very, very afraid of pissing off the guy who had the little electric thing that made the can happen.
I'm going to tell you a secret.
All right.
I'm going to tell you a secret. It's going to go nationwide now, but this is my big secret.
All right.
The secret to my success is learning your customer's name, calling them by their names.
Man, that's like a mnemonics thing,
yes.
Right? That's a memory.
Yes.
Did you get hooked on phonics or hooked on mnemonics back in the 90s?
Well, you know,
Where'd you acquire that skill?
I got a way of remembering names, and believe me, it works. I mean, when you call a customer by their name, they're going to buy a beer from you before they buy a beer from somebody else that's not calling them by their name.
Now, how do you get someone's name?
Well, different
Can I tell
ways.
You, my wife and I have a trick. You ready?
Yep.
All right. And this happens all the time, and if this has happened to you, out with me, it's your own fault for not introducing yourself to me because it's impolite.
Correct.
It's impolite.
Correct.
So people come up to me all the time, and this would totally happen here at the local in Harford County. People I went to high school with or somebody I knew from elementary school, and they'll come up to me, and they'll say, hey, Nasty, remember me? And I'll say,
I remember the face.
Maybe. Then they'll say, what's my name? Well, there's only one answer to that, unless you're a Chris or a Christopher or a Robert
exactly.
or Bob, right, or a Jim or James. And I'll be like, no, I don't have it. So what the way we've done this now is if you and I are here and I don't know your wife's name and my wife's here, she'll know I don't know her name. And I'll say to her, hi, my name's Ness. That tells my wife that I don't know her name.
Right.
If she says, hi, nice to meet you. Then you either have to get her name or my wife will say, hi, I'm Jim, what's your name? And then I get your name, and then 5 minutes later, she serves me a drink. Asia serves me a drink with spiked cherries, and I forget your name again anyway.
Right.
That's me, because I'm not good at that. I really try to remember, I meet so many people.
Go ahead. With me, it's name association.
What's my name?
Ness.
No, okay, I'm just checking. Right. Making sure, one for one.
it's name association. What you do is associate their name with someone else that you know with their name. And then you keep in the back of your mind, you say, okay.
Eric Estrada, that's Nestor.
Exactly.
Right.
So what you do is you remember somebody else's name that you know well, and you just say that in the back of your head a couple of times. Then you serve that person that drink, and by the time you get back
and you say
15
their name.
Minutes later, you give them a drink and you say their name. And once you say their name that second time, by the time you get around the third time, you say thank you and say their name the third time. After three times, you pretty much remember their name.
And how many times you come down and say, Bob, right? Yeah, how many? Three?
Yeah,
and he said, how do you remember my name?
But you have to say their name.
But they remember that.
You have to say their name in the conversation.
Right.
You have to say it. If you don't say it, you're going to forget.
I feel like I'm going to a salesman school here, too. I mean, I'm getting beer, sales, Oriole history, hustle, track lessons. Anything else? Am I missing? Crab cake recommendations.
Well, another thing at Oreo games, I take a lot of photos.
Okay.
I'm in everybody's cell phone.
Okay.
And
they put pictures up.
Well, yeah, they put pictures up everywhere, so I'm on everyone's cell phone.
Well, you're on a beer now, man. I always wanted to have my face on a beer. Yeah, maybe the guys at Union Key. I mean, somebody put me on, have a Nasty Nestor or something.
I mean,
it was
an honor. And when
Venezuelan lager.
When Art came at me with the idea, I didn't think it would fly. And so He came at me 1 year with it, like in 2016, and I said, oh, no, that's not going to work. And then he waited another year, and he asked me again. I said, well, okay, let's just try.
So what does he say to you? He says, all right, we're going to name a beer after you. What's the first thing you say?
That's exactly what
he said. This is what I like to drink?
No, no, no. He said exactly, he said, I want to put your name, or put you on a can of beer. I said, what? I said, that's not going to fly. And then after that, we talked, and eventually we decided to do it, and we started off with it in the kegs, and it started to roll in the kegs. People liked the taste, and after that, we put it in the can, and ever since we put it in the can, it's been rolling, man.
So did you sample a couple different beers to put your name? Like, is it the preferred beer you like?
No. Actually, they already had the recipe.
Okay.
The recipe was already set up, and I said, man, you don't need to touch this. I mean, this tastes fine just like it is. Don't even touch it. And after that, we just went on with it, and it flew.
Well, how many years? So 4 or 5 years now?
Been doing this? 2019.
It's 5 years, almost five years now.
Yep,
well, for you with the Orioles this summer and people down in the stadium, how is it different for you? Maybe more money, but also a different kind of gig when there's that many people down there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true too. But I also want to let the listeners know that me selling that beer in the stadium is like a conflict in interest.
Right.
So we don't think we're gonna see it there, but we can do it around establishments around the stadium.
I know you did your kickoff across the street.
Yes.
I remember
that. We did it around the stadium, so we can do that. That's no problem. But getting it in the stadium, we probably can't do that. Not unless I'm not working there, and you're gonna have to put a cover over me to get me out of there if I'm not working there.
Is there a point in your life where you won't envision you won't want to do it?
Well,
I don't want to say not physically, because that's obviously for any of us, right? God bless, you know, I want you to do
right,
it as long
right.
as you want to do it. But is this something you think you want to do the rest of your life?
As long as my legs is moving, as long as I'm healthy, as long as the good Lord is keeping me in the shape that I'm in, I'm going to continue to do it. Why? Because this job motivates me to ride my bike, to do running, to lift in the gym. If I didn't have this job, then why would I ride my bike? Why would I work out in the gym the way that I do? I wouldn't do it.
Well, you still look great.
Yeah, it keeps me healthy.
So you can drink beer and look this good.
Yeah.
And still be 42,
yeah,
like Clancy is at this point.
Yeah, 64. Yes.
About to do your 50. It didn't even hit me. I said, 45 years. He's been our beer guy for five decades.
Yep.
Fancy Clancy's Pilsner. I'm a Pilsner guy. You know, it's a Venezuelan beer is a Pilsner called Polar. I like Pilsners a lot. I like lagers. So I had me a Fancy Clancy. I'm trying to get the picture and try because I want to promote the place out in Deep Creek.
Right.
When I do that, I will, because I know I took the picture. I remember drinking it. I had it with a crab cake right out on the water. It was fantastic. And I highly encourage you to follow this guy online. You have followed me.
Yes.
We have pictures together in lots of places, but you were on my bus trip up to New England when Ray Rice went crazy.
On the first play, second play of the game,
Man, it was cold, and nope, they didn't believe up there, right?
They did.
Man, the Ravens just took their will away that day.
Yeah. I can tell you Orioles story about that game.
Go ahead.
Okay, we were sitting like on the third row behind the Ravens bench, and Cal Ripken and Steve Bisciotti's wife, Renee, they were walking down the sideline. And they was, you know, shaking people's hands as they was walking down because there was Raven fans along the side. Well, Cal Ripken shook my hand, but he didn't make eye contact with me. But as soon as I grabbed his hand for him to make eye contact with me, his grip got tighter because he knew who I was. And that was so cool, man.
Got you pumped up for the game.
Yes, it did.
Well, you've had relationships with the players for years.
Yeah,
you mentioned the Adam Jones moment.
Yep, Adam Jones. Wayne Kirby, I have a pair of his shoes. The shoes that he wore on his last day, I have a pair of his shoes.
A genial, wonderful guy, right?
Yes.
Like, famously a good man.
Yeah,
right?
He was. Yep.
Well, we've had a lot of those guys come through Baltimore,
man.
That's been the good stuff about it. You're one of them. Clancy's going to get one of the lottery tickets here. I gave him number 46. We're distributing these up here at the local. We're having some fun up here. Elevated comfort food. We're going to learn about the award-winning restaurant chef. Zach is going to be here. Lou's also going to be stopping by. I think Angel's coming by to talk about, they do this Barry, which is sort of like this ballet yoga thing for strength. So I'm trying to like figure it out myself. I'm feeling a little sore here, but how can I feel sore looking at you vending beer at Camden Yards Memorial Stadium for 49 years?
Let me put it to you like this. After I get off from work, I'm sore. every single night. I'm sore.
Well, I hope they make your ass carry 50 cases every game, August, September, 38,000 people.
Yes.
I hope people are tipping irrationally when they drink with you and have a good time.
Once you pick those three cases up and put it up top, throw it on your shoulder.
How much is a beer at the ballpark now?
$10.99 plus tax.
$10.99 plus tax.
And when I started, beer was 55 cents a cup.
Did you ever squirt it out, or was it always – it used to bring it to us like
– Oh, no. Back in the good old days –
They put the little plastic things over top of your 7-Up.
That was soda. That was sodas.
The only sodas, okay.
That was sodas, but I didn't sell beer my first year, but my first year there, beer was 55 cents a cup. When I started selling beer, I want to say beer was around 70 cents a cup when I started selling beer.
I got a weird story for you, but I mean, you've been all over the world, right? You vended. I went to
27 different venues.
I went to the Paris Stadium, the big circle stadium in Paris.
Yeah, I saw that.
To see you two, all right? So my wife, she had just survived the second time. We're over in Europe seeing her donor. We were actually preparing for the Ravens London trip. We went over there in the spring. U2 was playing. Mm-hmm. We saw him up in Ireland. And I went to the concert alone that night. Actually, Mike Collins and Victoria were there and went, but I didn't go with them. And I'm on the field at U2, and they're doing the Joshua Tree tour. And this was a little European thing. It was a vending thing. And I came back to the room. I got in bed next to my wife. She's like, dude, you're really drunk. And I'm like, they just kept bringing the beer to me.
Right.
So I'm out on the field, and the vendors walk around with tanks of beer on their back.
Right.
They walk around literally, and they sell you a U2 Joshua Tree cup for €8. Like nothing, $8, right? 16, 20 ounce, whatever it is. Half a liter or whatever, or maybe even a liter, and they literally, they fill up your, they have a keg
right
on their back.
It's cheaper that way.
And they bring it to you.
Yes.
You don't have, when you leave, you have to go to the bathroom, but you don't stand in line at all. And I know we've done better at concerts with tubs and moving vendors around and stuff, but this is a whole different thing where you're in a GA environment. And the vendors literally, they have little yellow hats or a little hat on. You can see them. You see the beer. And they come to you. And it's €5. And my wife wondered why I wound up off the subway in Paris rocked after being there, right?
I think a company tried that here in the United
States.
Don't do it. But it didn't work.
Don't do it. I'm telling you, there's something about, like, if you're at a festival and the beer would come to you, it's perfect. But in this environment, there are so many different kinds of beer that you serve, that anybody, people want variety.
People want variety.
I just took what they had.
Back in the good old days, it was one vendor sold Budweiser, another vendor sold Miller and stuff like that. But now we all sell a variety.
The IPA sell at the ballpark the same way?
Yeah,
or is it still
much,
more of a Budweiser, light beer?
No. When you current a variety, you know how to stack your tubs to enough beer. And the light beers are still the most popular beer, but the IPA sell well, too.
See, I'm learning more. What else do I need to learn?
And the Eddie Murray beer at Orioles, they fly off the shelf.
You're drinking it right here.
Yeah, they love Eddie Murray.
Steady Eddie, my man. Adam over at Union. Cheers to him. Here, I'm going to let you go. And tell people how to find you. You're always looking for people that want to vend, right?
Yes,
I
mean, you can always hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. I'm on social media and also my business, so you can always hit us up there as well.
Appreciate you, man. Yep. Been loving this guy a long time, man. Many, many years. I would hope that and I mean this, if we win the World Series, that Adley Rutschman or Cedric Mullins or Gunnar, that they pull you down and give you a proper Steady Eddie over.
I would love that. I would love that.
Look at the smile you get. Just thinking about winning the World Series.
Winning the World Series here.
Yeah, I feel good for me in the city. I would feel good for you. I feel good for anybody that's been down there 81 times a year.
It's been since 1983. I mean, this city is hungry.
We're hungry.
We're hungry.
I'm gonna, you know what? I'm gonna cut that up and use that as a. We're hungry.
We are hungry.
Fancy Clancy asking.
Because if you want it fancy, you only can buy it from Clancy.
Yeah, you're right. It's 45 years here, but it's really been 50 years. He's a little older than this now. All brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're giving these away here at the local. We are in Falston eating the Elevated comfort food. I wanted every freaking thing on the menu. Everybody told me to get these cheesesteak egg rolls. Didn't do it. Tuna tataki. I did come in here. First thing I said to my wife.
It's the lucky one.
Tell me about your wife, too, by the way.
My wife, Denise.
You know, I remember you falling in love.
Hi, Denise. Yeah,
we got married in Vegas. She's seen you here today.
We got married in Vegas when the Ravens played in Vegas to open up the stadium.
I saw you. We might have been on the same flight or something, on the way out there.
Yep, pretty nice.
So we're just a couple years into this experiment, yes. Huh? How's it going?
Oh, it's great. I'm enjoying myself.
Was she a customer at the ballpark, or did you meet her legitimately?
No, I met her legitimately.
Yeah, I figured that. I tell you, there weren't many people at the ballpark in recent years.
Yeah.
Go down, fill Fancy Clancy's cup. He'll fill yours for sure. He doesn't have the beer on his back, but he'll give you the beer of your choice for $10.99 plus tax.
Hit me at FancyClancy@Verizon.net, and I'll give you all the information you need to know.
You know, Bruce Springsteen would always say, just give me one thing in life, cold beer at a reasonable price. That's all we need.
And
drinking a Fancy Clancy as well. I'm hoping to get out and see the brewery. I did get across the border in West Virginia, little town up there, beautiful little town. I went up to Pennsylvania on the tour. We're going to get back out west. We're doing 25 oysters in 25 days in September because it's an R month, and it's a football month as well, and it's going to be a baseball playoff month as well. As we head into summer around here, getting out doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be in Halethorpe in a few weeks, going to be downtown and all around. We're currently in Harford County, about to eat the Elevated, delicious, award-winning crab cake up here in Falston. My thanks to Fancy Clancy, his wife Denise, for putting up with us and coming on out to the local and hanging out with us. Stay with us.
All right.